Hello, That Sounds Fun Network friends. I'm Annie F. Downs, and I'm dropping into your feed on a Sunday. It is Father's Day, and we've got a special bonus episode coming at you from a bunch of the hosts of the podcast that make up the That Sounds Fun Network. Now, listen, if Father's Day is a tough one for you, I know it can be for a variety of reasons. Please take care with your heart. Feel free to skip on by. We just thought it'd be fun to hear from some of the hosts of the network about their dads, some stories, advice, great memories, favorite things, both about their dads and about being a dad. So here's how it's going to work. We're going to go in the order of the day of the week when the show's released. So our network has got you covered for something awesome to listen to every day of the work week, but we take weekends off usually, except for very special occasions like this one. And you'll hear me in between each one so that I can introduce you to the next friend you'll hear from. So I'll kick off hosting this little Father's Day party by telling you about one of our great shows that releases on Mondays. It's the Unexpected Podcast with Hannah Love. So here is my sweet friend Hannah sharing about her dad.
I am Hannah from Unexpected with Hannah Love. And one of my favorite things about my dad is he is so funny and he doesn't mean to be funny at all. And I will chalk that up to his selective hearing and or bad hearing. But he will sit in a room and listen to conversations for 30 minutes and then chime in at the very end and repeat exactly what we've all been talking about. I mean, it's just quintessential dad. And one more quick story, just because I love you, Dad. I hope you're listening to this. He does have not the best hearing. The phone rang on a commercial one night. And he gets up from the living room. This is when we still have phones plugged into the walls. Goes all the way into the kitchen and answers the phone and says hello. And was so confused when no one was there. But it was just the commercial. We all died laughing. We still talk about it. And one more thing, I think we found the remote control to the TV in the refrigerator one day. And that was also a dad moment. So I love you, Dad. Thank you for making us laugh. And happy Father's Day.
Oh, my word. I love Hannah so much. So next we get to hear from my buddy Dave Barnes, one of the hosts of Dadville. Their shows come out on Tuesdays. You are not even ready for this story.
Hey, everybody. It's Dave from Dadville Podcast. I came in a little smooth and the quiet storm there. I didn't mean to. And these questions sort of feel like cheating because when you have a podcast called Dadville, it sort of feels like, shouldn't I know all these? And because we talk about them all the time and listen to other dads talk about stuff like this all the time. But this is tricky, but I'm going to try to do my best here on these. Okay, so my favorite thing about being a dad, I have a few things. One, I love that I have these little homies with me all the time, these little people who are just kind of like hanging out, kicking it, you know, like I got a little gang all the time, which is really fun. I love seeing them be curious about things that about me, which is really selfish sounding, but it's really cool to hear them ask me why I do things or why, Daddy, why'd you laugh at that? Or why are you crying? Or why are you sad? It's just interesting having these little people sort of around you that are just paying so much attention to you. It's really intimidating, but it's really fun to navigate that space, I think. Not always fun, but fun most of the time. My favorite thing probably, though, is just making them laugh. When my kids laugh at me, it is the highest, purest octane gasoline that goes into my engine. It's a weird analogy, but it is just the best. It is the best thing in the world. I think having them sit and watch a movie snuggled up against me, there's a million things. I could literally go on forever, but yeah, I mean, that's the season we're in. I know as we get older, they're just 10, 7, and 5, not 10 and 75. That'd be weird. I should probably end it there. But I know as they get in a different season of life, that's, you know, these fun things and favorite things are probably going to change as they do. But that's what I feel like at least now. What is my favorite thing about my dad? I think there's a lot of things. I'm really thankful for my dad. My dad is an amazing man who I'm extremely grateful for. And there's a million things I could say that I love about him. But I think the thing I probably appreciate the most is he's just really inquisitive. Like, Dad is just always curious about things I'm doing and what I'm working on or how something went that I just did or a show or a song or an album or how I'm doing, how, you know, my marriage is going, how the kids are doing. It just means a lot that he's still so inquisitive. It means a lot to me. You know, we've known each other for 43 years and he's still, I feel like, maybe more fascinating than he's ever been. And that's just, man, that means a lot to me. So that's probably that. Best advice for other dads. And let me tell you, I'm not going to give you my advice because this is where the cheat code really plays with having a podcast called Dadville. I'll tell you two things that I have taken away so much from having guests on because they said this. I think one, apologizing to your children. Like when you've done something wrong, really making sure you sit down and apologize and ask them for forgiveness really matters. I think it helps them understand that you can mess up. I think it helps them set appropriate expectations for who you are. I think it also lets them know that they don't have to be perfect because you're not. And I think that is a really beautiful, beautiful thing. So I would say that's one. The other one that I think about a lot, which is a kudos to my dad. We had another guest on and he talked about how much he basically told this story about how every time he meets people that have really cool kids, like the parents are grown and they're cool, their kids are cool and the parents and children are really close. He always says, like, what do you feel like you did well? And he said one of the most consistent answers is those people say, we were really inquisitive. Like we just always paid attention and asked questions. And, you know, so if I had advice, I think that's not mine, that is grafted from other wiser dads, those are probably the two things I'd say.
I know. A little more serious side of Dave than we get sometimes. Good advice, though. And I can attest to how much fun it is to laugh with his kids. They are some of my up-close mini BFFs, and we have the best time together. Speaking of people we have the best time with, here's Dave's partner in crime, the co-host of Dadville, John McLaughlin.
I'm John McLaughlin from the Dadville podcast. And my favorite thing about being a dad is Dadville. No, I'm just kidding. But listen and subscribe. My favorite thing about being a dad is being the tickle monster. Now, the tickle monster only comes out in the evening, right before bedtime. Typically, pajamas have to be on, teeth have to be brushed, baths have to be had. And I turn into the tickle monster. And there's wrestling involved. There's obviously lots of tickling involved. There's lots of my daughter's sweet laughter involved. It's just like the most pure joy. You know, it's like I'm wrestling with them on the ground and they're having fun because they're wrestling. And really, this is just my sneaky way of like snuggling with them and tricking them into snuggling with me. And it is the absolute best. And I will do it until they stage an intervention and ask me to stop. Now, as far as my dad goes, shout out to Mike McLaughlin. What's my favorite thing about my dad? Again, it's too hard to say my absolute favorite thing, but one of my favorite things about my dad is his sense of humor. My dad has the driest, just wittiest, best deadpan sense of humor. And there's another list of 10,000 great things about him. But if I got to pick one of the things at the top that I just love about my dad, it is his awesome, hilarious, dry sense of humor. I think the best piece of advice I could give other dads listening to this would be that, you know, probably your kids are watching what you're doing way more than they're listening to what you're saying. So worry a little bit less about bestowing these words of wisdom upon your children as they blankly stare back at you. And more so be, you know, make sure that you're living a life that's modeling the values that you're trying to bestow onto them, but in action, because they're going to remember what you did and how you lived and what you modeled way more than they're going to remember the words you say.
Y'all, the tickle monster. Yes, it's such good advice for all of us, dads or not. Next, we get to hear from the host of Hope Still Wins, which also has episodes that release every Tuesday. So here's Ben Higgins telling us his special relationship with his dad.
Hey, everybody. This is Ben Higgins from the Hope Still Wins podcast. I want to start by saying Happy Father's Day. The favorite thing about my dad is, well, he's my best friend. Growing up, we were able to talk about everything. He was also a good dad. He mentored me, cared for me. He was there if I had any questions, big or small. And I would have a piece of advice based on how he parented me, was dads, allow your kids to ask questions of all kinds, of all sorts, at all ages. Allow them to ask questions. It builds a curiosity and also builds a trust between father and son. Once again, Happy Father's Day.
I love that guy. I sense a bit of a theme about curiosity and creating safe places to ask life's big and small questions. And now my powerhouse friend behind our final Tuesday show, the Be the Bridge podcast, Latasha Morrison.
My name is Latasha Morrison, and I am the founder and CEO of Be the Bridge, and I host the Be the Bridge podcast. And one of the things that the favorite thing that I remember my dad most about is that he was forever present, and he had the best sense of humor. He was always optimistic and positive and just such an encourager to me. Anything that I went to him about, he would always encourage me in it. He liked to have a good time. And before his death, he was living his best life, taking care of himself, beginning to travel more. So that is one of the favorite things that I love about my dad. And I loved how he loved me and how he loved his family. The best advice I have for other dads is to take advantage of the time that you have with your children. Tomorrow is not promised. The thing that gives me peace and the things that gives me comfort is that my dad and I spent so much time together. We lived so much of our life together that there were no words that were not said. My dad constantly told me that he loved me, he was proud of me, he supported me. I mean, that was every day. He would answer the phone, "Hey, sweetheart," you know, and I can remember all of those things. Anytime I think about my father, I think of those good memories that from childhood all the way into adulthood. And so I would say to other fathers, make sure that you're not just present when your children are young, but also be present when they're adults, because we still need our father. And that will be a gift to them that they will have for a lifetime.
Gosh, I feel like I know her dad from the way she describes him. What a gift. We're moving to our Wednesday shows. Now we get to hear from my dear friend, Kaylee Dickerson from Coffee with Kaylee.
I'm Kaylee Dickerson from Coffee with Kaylee, and my favorite thing about my dad is his joy and his persistence. He makes everything fun and never gives up on the things that matter. My best advice to dads is to be there. I think they notice, and I think if you're a better dad than you are a golfer, it's like winning the Masters of your own life.
She's so sweet, isn't she? Okay, next up, releasing on Wednesdays, is the Imagine Faith Talk podcast. And I'm so glad we get to hear from Kevin Alushala with his advice about fatherhood.
Hey, everybody. My name is Kevin Alushala from the Imagine Faith Talk podcast. Best advice I have for fathers? You've probably heard this before, but I'm going to reiterate it. Be present with your children. This is a crucial window, a crucial opportunity that we have to be able to have influence and gain the ear of our children while they need us. And if we're too busy with work, we're going to miss out on that opportunity where there are so many people and things like social media vying for their attention and telling them how they should live life when we should be the ones having most influence in their lives. So be present with them. My favorite thing about being a dad is that my daughter doesn't see me for the role that I play in the workplace or how people perceive me because of my job as a musician. She just sees me as her father. When I come home from a difficult day at work or a hard day making music, she just wants to be with her dad. Her love is pure for me. She's not thinking about whether I wrote a hit song or not. She just knows that I'm here for her and that she wants to be here for me and that she wants to play with me. So to every single person that has a son or a daughter out there, just know that your children love you for you.
That's so good, right? And here's some more Father's Day thoughts from the other host of Imagine Faith Talk podcast, Donovan.
Hey guys, happy Father's Day. This is Donovan from Imagine Faith Talk, the podcast. Chime in, let you guys know I love you. I want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers and share a little bit about my father. One of my favorite things about my father was that he actually knew my name before he met my mother and married her. He knew he wanted to have a son named Donovan, and that makes me feel special, that foresight, that he wanted me in this world to do some great things. So forever appreciative for that. Also, my mom always tells me that I'm a lot like my father. That means he passed some things over to me genetically that I'm grateful for. Athleticism, my knack for numbers, and my drive to go towards my goals. So forever grateful, Dad. Thank you for that. If I can give one piece of advice to any father out there, let's start with a established father. You already have children. I would say create a safe space for them to mess up, to practice at life, to fail. It's something about having a safe place to learn how to do this thing right that just helps you to be more confident in who you are. Especially when it comes from your father, it fortifies your identity in such a way that the world can't shake you. If you're expected to be a father, I would say live in such a way that your child has an advantage at life. And when I say that, I mean that a lot of things are transferable genetically and spiritually. So do your due diligence to be mindful of how you live life and how that is embedded into your personality, your genetics, and how that could transfer over to your child. Go ahead and break some of these generational curses you have a chance to break. Be disciplined, be patient, maybe even be more faithful. That could transfer over. We never know. But live in such a way that you have your child's future in mind. What greater gift can a dad give his child than a life that's set up for them to succeed, to have favor and an advantage? So that's all I got for you today. Again, happy Father's Day. This is Donovan signing off from Imagine Faith Talk, the podcast.
And on Thursdays, one of my favorite shows, Human Hope, releases. It is with our friend hosting Carlos Whitaker. And if you have been following along with his stories on his social media, you've seen a lot of Carlos's dad lately. It is a really special story. So here is some thoughts from Carlos.
Hey, I'm Carlos Whitaker from the Human Hope podcast. And my favorite thing about being a dad, to be honest, and this is going to sound weird, maybe not, but I love to see me in my kids. Like, you know, you see things about your kids and you're like, wow, like that's me. And it's just so cool to see some of the things of who I am in my kids. Now, I have three kids. So Hayla, Sayana, and Losiah, and they're getting older now, right? So they're 20, 18, and 16. And I still, even probably more now, see me in them. I would say in Sohaila, I see my messiness. Like the girl is just as messy as me. I apologize to her future husband. It is a problem. Sayana, I see my humor and my wit, and she's actually funnier and quicker than I am. And here's the cool thing. With my son, Losiah, who's adopted, I think I see my empathy in him. And people would say, well, like, is that nurture, nature? Listen, I believe in a supernatural God. I believe he stuck that stuff from me into him before we even got him. So that's my favorite thing about being a dad. Now, my favorite thing about my dad is I saw him pray for me every single day. He would always say, Carlitos, I pray for a double portion of wisdom in your life. And I never really understood what that meant. But what I do know is if I would wake up at 5 a.m. and I would go to the restroom, yeah, I would do that when I was 16, like a 60-year-old man, but whatever. I'd see my dad on his knees in his office praying. And he was praying for me. And he was praying for my brother. And he prayed every single day for us. So that's probably my favorite thing about my dad. I can't imagine how jacked up my life would be without his prayers. And then best advice for other dads is quite simple. Fathers, a lot of times, are fixers. We just want to fix things, right? We see a problem, we want to fix it. And so we're really good at seeing problems. But I would say my advice is to be more than you see. You see, our kids, there's a lot of people around them that can help them fix things. But what a lot of our kids are desperate for is just for their fathers to be with them. Be with them playing Polly Pockets. Is that even a thing anymore? My daughters played with those things. I would just be there with them. I'd play with them. I'd be. Be with them in crisis. Don't try to just fix it. Of course, you want to help with that, but just be with them. Say, hey, look, I'm here. We don't have to try to figure anything else. I'm here. So I think that's going to be my advice. Don't just see. We're really good at seeing as dads, but be. And I'll leave it with that.
That image of Carlos's dad on his knees praying for his kids. Wow. So powerful for all of us who have influence in the lives of the younger generation to be faithful in prayer for them. Yes, yes, yes. And now here's Fallon Klug, one of the hosts of The Snack Show with Jamie Fallon, which has shows releasing on Fridays.
Hey, this is Fallon from The Snack Show. And my favorite thing about my dad, I love my dad so much. My favorite thing about my dad is his kindness. My dad goes out of his way to be kind to all sorts of people. Whether you're family or a complete stranger, you're going to feel loved by my dad. He simply acknowledges people, and I think that's what makes them feel seen, even if it's just with a smile or a quick hello. I just think that's such a lovely quality in a person, and I'm sure glad it's my dad who's taught me to be that way.
Dads who teach us to be kind. Wow, gosh, that's so special, right? Well, last and maybe least is me. I'm the host of the That Sounds Fun podcast that releases on Mondays and Thursdays, and the Mini BFF podcast that releases on Mondays as well. And I love getting to talk about my dad. Many of you know him as Mr. F. Downs. And one of my very favorite things about my dad is a thing that a lot of my friends have started saying, and it is the six P's. Prior proper planning prevents poor performance. I'll say it again for you. Prior proper planning prevents poor performance. And that phrase from my dad works out true in just about every area of my life. If I will plan ahead, I get in a lot less trouble than if I just wing it. Prior proper planning prevents poor performance. So my dad, Mr. F. Downs, is one of the very best. I feel very lucky to have been raised by him, though he would say to you, all he did is feed and water us, and my mom did the rest. I will also tell you that it is a real joy to be his daughter. I'm very, very thankful. And I am really thankful that you've gotten to hear on this show a lot of dads and a lot of children speaking about their dads. And I live in community with a lot of these people, and I watch them father, and I watch how they parent because of their fathers. And it just makes me really grateful to watch parenting, fathering done really well. Maybe like you, you have seen some pastors do this really well, or some coaches or some teachers, maybe your grandparents or uncles. There have been men in your life who have modeled fathering really well, whether they are your biological father or not, whether it's a stepfather or a foster father that you are with for an amount of time. I just encourage you today, the good men in your life, the men who have been kind and loving and led you toward Jesus, today would be a good day to thank them for that. Man, I don't know about y'all, but I have loved hearing from some of the That Sounds Fun Network hosts and their thoughts on their dads or their advice for those who are father figures. I know you'll love hearing their thoughts and conversations about all the other things they explore on their respective shows, so be sure to check them out. And there are a couple of other shows on the network that I think you'll love. The Faithful Podcast, with shows releasing on Wednesdays. The Matthew West Podcast, that also releases on Wednesdays. And the Best of You Podcast on Thursdays, which is hosted by Dr. Allison Cook. Don't miss those amazing shows as well. Well, that's it from this special bonus Father's Day episode from the That Sounds Fun Network. Happy Father's Day from our That Sounds Fun Network family to yours.